in describing the formula for how we turn to our teachers for guidance and for psak, rabbinic decisions in Jewish law, the Torah enjoins us to follow the rulings that are handed to us, as many a rabbi will tell you in conversation. Are we just having a discussion, or are you asking me what to do? Because if you are asking a shaila, you have to follow what I tell you. Whereas if we're just having a conversation, you'll go home and decide for yourself what's the best avenue to pursue in this matter. The Torah says, Al pi ha-Torah asher yorucha, v'al ha-mishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh, lo sasur min ha-davar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmol. Based on the Torah, which they show you, and the ruling they will tell you to follow, do not veer from what they tell you, right or left. This enigmatic passage is the base for some discussion in the Midrash, and much more amongst commentators. Rashi, based on Shir HaShirim Rabbah and the Psikta, explains quite literally that you must listen when they tell you right is left and left is right, and certainly when they tell you right is right and left is left. Ramban elaborates, saying that you might think the rabbis who are talking to you are totally wrong, but if they have the halachic insight that you do not possess, they must be listened to, which I would assume is the case in matters of halacha, rather than perhaps for every question under the sun. The Riva, a Tosafist, Yitzchak ben Avraham, is one of the commentaries on the Torah as well. He asks an obvious question. What if these psak people, or those who are answering your questions, are totally out to lunch? What if they're saying that something that is forbidden is permitted? That something which is tamei, which is obviously tamei, is really tahor? That they're saying it's tahor? He answers his own question, saying that in such a case, it would actually be wrong to listen to them. The examples he brings are more along the lines of when there are two legitimate opinions, and the scholar sides with an approach which might be objectionable, but is valid. Obviously, declaring a horse to be a tahor animal would not fit into such a rubric. That's an example I'm giving. But saying that we should not blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos is a decree which is valid, and that's one of the examples the Riva brings. I'd like to offer a different approach, which is equally literal, yet considerably more homiletical, based on the well-known suggestion of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Deos as to how we're supposed to live our lives. When the verse says, do not veer from what they tell you, right or left, lo sasur min ha-davar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmol, perhaps they mean, or perhaps the Torah means, do not veer too much, neither to the right nor to the left. In other words, don't be an extremist, be a moderate. Take a stand, but don't go crazy. The Rambam famously wrote in Hilchos Deos that the proper path is the middle road from every choice that a person has in front of him. It's equidistant from the two extremes and is not almost one or almost the other. The early scholars commanded us to follow this road of moderation in order to live a more fulfilling existence. For example, don't be easy to anger, but also don't be a stiff with no emotions. Find a middle road. Save anger for a really big deal, so it will hopefully not come up again. Otherwise, the Rambam says, be easygoing. The key is moderation and avoidance of extremism. In our times, this is very easily understood because the image the Torah uses to describe the directions in which a person can turn, right or left, are the actual terms used to describe the place on the religious or philosophical and even a political scale on which a person's approach to life might lie. The Torah's instruction, therefore, is not to lean too far to the right or too far to the left, but to find a more centrist viewpoint that is far more moderate and far less extreme. This is a highly significant message for all of us to take home, because too often people rush to a rabbi for guidance on every matter under the sun. Too often people on one extreme try to out-frum themselves. The classic example of out-frumming yourself is the separate yichud rooms at a wedding. At the same time, the people on the other extreme tend to push the envelope as far as they can to see how far they can take certain practices before being called on them and being subsequently persuaded that this far is okay, but this far is crossing the line and is too extreme. We should not be looking to churn out clones and carbon copies. Every person is created in the image of God, is a unique individual, and should therefore make a unique mark in the world. We have but the underlying philosophy that should work for everyone is that of the Rambam. While we will not agree on everything, we work hard to change our approach to life and Judaism. There need not be a negative attitude towards others, trying to either get others' goat or make their lives difficult, nor should we push the envelope to such a degree that we will spark name-calling, lashon hara, animosity, or worst of all, sinas chinam, hatred. Taking the road less traveled may make all the difference to Robert Frost, but taking the middle road, not too much to the right and not too much to the left, is what makes all the difference in creating a wholesome Jewish experience.